Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So according to some new research, it looks as though the self-checkout things at stores and supermarkets that evidently it alienates customers. I don't know. I always thought the self-checkout thing is, well, I mean, only in the sense that there's no judgment. You're buying what? You know. All right. Folks, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Heading into hour number three this morning, and it is flying by. It's absolutely flying by, as always. We're having a great time, and we're glad that you're there, glad to be here. Welcome to everybody listening, of course, on AM 860 The Answer, our Salem media station there in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody on AM 930, everybody along the GCN network. We got Denver, we got Las Vegas as well, and we are glad to be there. And wherever you're listening from, be sure to join us. Simply send us a direct message. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message. Let us know where you're listening from, and we'll be glad to give you a shout-out here on the program. The telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, yes, whereas the self-checkout thing is pretty interesting, we definitely want to talk more about what's happening with Texas versus the Biden administration. And, of course, we'll bring back in Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, so let's continue on this here. We started right before the top of the hour. But this is a showdown in the real sense of the word, isn't it?
I think it's coming to that. Let's see. We've got Florida, we got Virginia, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Georgia, Montana, and I think we're about to get Tennessee too. That are all standing in solidarity with Texas, and I would imagine there's some other states that are kind of going to join in. Now, what has really happened here is that after Governor Abbott published this document that I don't know that it's actually complete, though. I've seen some lawyers that are standing in solidarity with Abbott, but they are saying that it needs to actually go a little bit deeper. But anyway, in defiance in where the Biden administration is in violation of the Constitution. What is happening is that we have these truckers. I'm also looking at, by the way, I think Epoch Times has reported that there's this convoy that's going. Town Hall has also reported it, too. So now this, cumulatively, if you take these Republican governors, what Texas is doing, and these truckers and the law, the Constitution, of actually declaring this invasion, this will add into the case on the Mayorkas impeachment.
Indeed.
So there's a lot of moving parts here. Now, we also have some senators. Senator Ron Johnson, even Speaker Mike Johnson, Senator Lee, Grassley. There's a couple of others that are joining in here. So now you're going to have members of both houses that are going to be standing with Texas and all things migration, southern border violations, and so forth.
Right.
And this will put pressure, too, I would argue, not only on DHS, on the White House, but I think it's going to put pressure on the Pentagon, and I think it's going to put pressure on the FBI. So this is a conservative movement to deal with this. Now, we had these negotiations going on in the Senate on
about
all
the
things.
Border. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's not going anywhere. It's, you know, there was the language was supposed to be published last week. It wasn't, obviously. Here we are at the middle of this week. There is still nothing.
Right, yeah, so, but they're supposed to act like it's all good. And it's the old, it's not quite exactly the same, but it's, we got to pass it to find out what's in it kind of a thing. It's
well,
ridiculous.
There's nothing to pass because they've not presented anything.
Yeah, but the idea is that get on board with us conceptually, we'll kind of work it out.
Yeah, well, there isn't anything in it conceptually that's...
well, I do want to ask you this, though. We got about a minute or so here. But obviously, there's a couple of other factors bearing on this. Number one, the idea that the Supreme Court gave the decision to allow the
they're not taking the injunction.
Right.
Okay, and it's only a temporary thing.
Right.
By the way.
But in other words, if Texas keeps doing this, is it just a case where the federal government can come in and cut it if they so desire, or they prescriptively have to go cut it?
No, they can. They don't have to. It doesn't say will or shall. It is their, they have the authority to do it. They have not done any of that yet. And Texas is not backing down. Nothing has been cut. And they are fully prepared. Texas is fully prepared to repair anything that does get cut. What's at issue here is really this park, and I'm not sure I know where this park is, Eagles Pass, but that is really what the left wants back. Apparently it's, you know, a federal land or something in Texas going, you can't have it.
Right.
It's ours now.
But now, of course, these calls, I guess, essentially to nationalize the National Guard of Texas, you know, that's a pretty heavy-handed approach. Of course, they're calling for it because they want to be heavy-handed, I think. All right, stay right there, Denise. We're coming up to the break. And when we come back, much more about this. As you can see, folks, this could determine a lot about states' rights moving forward. So this is no small thing. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth.
And we are continuing through the Thursday edition, everybody. And we are talking about a lot of stuff as well. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question or comment for our good friend and guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour for discussion or for questions or comments. You can also send us a question or comment for Denise this hour here simply by going over to KyleWarrenShow.com and click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. So, once again, without further ado, let's bring back in Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
You know, it is so important, and I know people appreciate your info and perspective so much, especially when it comes to something like this, because if you reversed it, can you imagine what would be said if it was, quote, red states, blue states, going against Donald Trump, and they'd say, this is our solemn duty to do this, this kind of thing. But imagine the amount of vilification that will be coming the way of Texas and any other states that say something is wrong here. And by the way, you mentioned about Greg Abbott. Well, he did, make these declarations saying the Biden administration has failed to fulfill its duties and has triggered Article 1 of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, which reserves the right, or it's reserved to this state, the right of self-defense. So that's one thing. And the other thing I want you to respond to as well is this term called invasion. You know, some would say, well, the founding fathers would say an invasion means like General Santa Anna is with his army on the border. But this is a different kind of invasion, but an invasion nonetheless, right?
We don't know what the intent of these people is. you can't just think that they are those from Latin America. I mean, they're not. There's more than 200 countries, and China is becoming one of the largest people that are coming across.
Right.
So we don't. So the invasion could be something that's absolutely building here. We have no idea.
And that's key. That's key because there are going to be some who will poo-poo it and say, no, it's not an army. It's not a mechanized army coming across the border. And so, therefore, this trigger does not apply. In other words, Governor Abbott would be full of hot air with this, but he's not really. That's what I'm getting at. Exactly.
Do you have to have a mechanized army to be a threat, have an assault on our way of life here?
No, not at all. Do. Exactly.
You know, there's warfare during the time of the Founding Fathers is a very different thing than it is today. I mean, we talk about hybrid warfare. Well, I would say the cartels are a mechanized army that are behind all of this. Furthermore, they're using drugs, poison, fentanyl, successfully killing, you know, 100,000 people a year.
Right, right. And, I mean, this rivals the national average for, vehicle accidents and things like that. I mean, when these numbers mean that we do something about it. I mean, one is too many, obviously, but we
Rick
always
Harrison,
respond to that.
Rick Harrison of TV show.
Pawn Stars.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Couldn't think of it. He just lost his older son.
Yes. Yeah.
To fentanyl. And he's blaming the open borders. Dana Harvey, I guess is a comedian or something.
Dana Harvey lost his son
to the same thing. You've got Democrats. You've got blacks in New York, in Chicago, that are fighting back. And they're fighting back hard on this now, and rightly so. Chicago's got this new mayor. Well, he's been checking himself in and out of the hospital because he's been having panic attacks.
Wow, yeah. I don't doubt it, for one thing.
Mm-hmm. So this administration's got some real problems. I will also mention, and I only watch the Glenn Beck show from time to time. It's been a while. But he's actually done a big, huge study, and I think it's coming out here today, that Doctors Without Borders and the Red Cross are very, very involved with human trafficking and handing out maps and, finessing these people coming across our southern border. The Red Cross.
Wow.
Now, I would also argue that the Red Cross, otherwise known as the Red Crescent in the Middle East, was very involved with Hamas in Gaza. So I've never given money to the Red Cross. I won't give money to the Red Cross. That goes all the way back to the times of they helping the Nazis escape. So no, I'm finished with the Red Cross. Actually never got started. So, I guess I suggest to the listeners to, give a look at Glenn Beck and see what he's come up with.
Indeed, indeed. Well, but again, where this sort of plays out, is going to be as you were talking about this court case that's running right now, or this particular case could eventually circle its way back to the Supreme Court. At that point, they would hear argumentation about this. They haven't heard anything, obviously, up to this point. But this is something where, and I was emphasizing in hour number one that this is one of those things where elections matter. You know, if you have an administration in the Oval Office that says we're going to enforce the border, we wouldn't be having this ultimate showdown that's happening right now.
I actually interviewed a fellow the other day from my radio show, a fellow by the name of Morgan Lorette. Well, Morgan Lorette wrote a book, Guns, Girls, and Greed, and it comes out next month. I'm not promoting his book. What I'm get ready to say to you is that he worked for Blackwater.
Okay.
And he's really describing what Blackwater was about and, you know, all those kinds of things. But further into the conversation, we have now learned that we have these still private military contractors, Triple Canopy and DynCorp and so forth and so on, which we all know. But do you know that the Department of Homeland Security has hired private military contractor companies for the border?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but again,
this is so much worse than we know.
Yes. Well,
what DHS has done.
Well, this again is the administration. It's not like they're out to lunch, you know. Like, well, you know,
no, they're not. They're what? And you know, I would like for somebody in these White House press briefings with Karine Jean-Pierre to say, "What's the top number before they shut down this border?" What's the top number? Does Biden have one? Is it 30 million?
what's the outcome of this?
In addition to the 11 million that we already have here, that we heard that number for, what, 15 years? That we got 11 million illegals here. So we got another 11 million, so we're at 22 million. So what's the top number before they act? You know, they're blaming Congress. Well, Congress... The House acted. They passed H.R. 2. And H.R. 2 is sitting over there in Chuck Schumer's desk. And they're not about to do a blasted thing. So don't blame Congress.
Well, that is the what Karine Jean-Pierre will talk about. She was asked...
Every single day.
Yeah. She was asked point blank, you know, does the president want to go after the so-called gotaways? And she started talking about how he's been trying to work with Congress to help the border, and we need more funding.
Blah,
and,
blah.
Exactly. And she just literally looks down at her binder and starts saying that stuff. And it's obvious that, you know, they're just trying to make it look like these bad Republicans are keeping Joe Biden from fixing this problem. It's the most ridiculous narrative ever, but that's what they're going with.
Well, and, you know, we keep hearing that the czar, the immigration czar, responsibility has been placed on Kamala Harris.
Right. Yeah.
But that's not who the czar is.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold that thought, Denise. Okay. Yeah, hold that thought, because we're coming right back. And we'll answer that question. So stay right there, everybody. Stay tuned. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We know the thing. We're talking about the thing, and we're going to fix the thing. That's it needs fixing, doesn't it? All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Thursday edition of the broadcast, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for our good friend and guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thanks to Bill listening in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you so much for your direct message. Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. Absolutely. And again, thank you so much for the message. All right. Well, once again, folks, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you so desire. And you can send us a direct message anytime. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You're off and running from there. Well, speaking of being off and running, we got Denise Simon back with us here for a third segment. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, let's shift gears here real quick in terms of what's happening post-New Hampshire primary. Of course, Nikki Haley is, you know, pushing on. There's no doubt about that. But this is a crazy thing, and I just want to put it out there. I want to get your reaction to it, but only because somebody's going to say it somewhere. We might as well do that because we say a lot of stuff before everybody else, because we're on so early, obviously. But do you think – now, it doesn't matter. I mean, one way or the other. But do you think that Trump would ever consider trying to combine the independents that seem to like Nikki Haley at this point and put her on the ticket, or do you think that is a absolute no-go?
I don't think he'll put her on the ticket.
Yeah, I would agree. I just wanted to sort of get it out there, you know.
No.
Yeah.
And now he's going after Kayleigh McEnany because she on air was trying to give him a little bit of advice, and he didn't like that. So he's got no use for her either, suddenly. But what I think her advice was right, and what she's basically saying is just essentially dismiss if you will. I'm really paraphrasing here. These are Denise's words, really. Dismiss Nikki Haley and concentrate on the independents, if you want the delegates. And that's what he does need to do.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, because like it or not, he needs those voters.
He's got to have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Now, for some reason, they tapped into Nikki Haley for one reason or another, either because they, and it's hard to know, to whether they like Nikki Haley per se, or they just were looking for someone else other than Trump to vote for. And so we just don't know that the exact answer to that.
Well, as I said, she's got a certain style about her, and she's articulate, whether you really listen to what she says and understand her background and, you know, what skeletons are in her closet. And there are a few, but her style and how she approaches people, I think, is endearing herself to people, where Trump is obviously much more bombastic.
And there is something to be said for that. And I think he's got to navigate that, because it's not 2016 or 2020. And really his biggest strength is, I was out of office and look what happened to the country, you know. And if he kind of just stays on that tack, I think that he'll maybe bring some people around, but others, are just not going to do that. And it just depends on what the percentage is of that. But people will have a real stark choice, though, in November, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think that she can prevail till November, personally. So.
Well, that's right. Well, to get through these different primaries.
Right.
But in terms of if people are going to vote for Trump or Biden or the Democrat, let's just say, they have a real stark choice to say, do we keep doing what we're doing right now where everything's just falling apart? Or do we, you know, try to pull this out of the fire?
Right.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And it may not be something that Trump wants to hear about the independents. I mean, that is it. You do have to deal with reality, you know, in political campaigns like this. And for they have to take a look and say, okay, well, why? You know, why aren't some of these other voting groups, you know, coming to Trump the way that they probably should at this point, or that they would want them to, I should say.
Well, she's got the money. And there are some that are, questioning now whether they want to send money or just be an advocate for her. And then there are others that are saying, suspend everything until, you know, we see what happens with these Trump court cases. And if these cases don't fall in his favor, you can step back in. But for right now, the opinions are all over the place. I mean, I was listening to, it was kind of like white noise, but I was listening to the TV yesterday while I was doing a little woodworking. And I got to tell you, people are coming from all different directions here. And I've gotten to the point where there's not, and Nikki Haley will admit it, she stood with Trump on pretty much every single policy that there was. So what's the difference? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they all pretty much have the same policy. Now, don't think that, the power of the presidency is the end all to fix all. It's not, because you still have to work with Congress. You still have a budget. You still got to deal with, legislation and regulations and all those other kinds of things. The power that the president has is executive orders. So it really comes down to what can both houses of Congress get done. I think that's really where we need to put a lot of this pressure here, is get rid of some of these people that are just not operating in our favor. And quite frankly, here at this point, I think I'd start with Mitch McConnell. But
Well, right. Yeah, a lot of people are really disappointed in Mitch McConnell up to this point. Well, just a real quick subject change here before we have to go to the end of the segment, and that is the Carrie Lake recording. Is that going to bolster her in terms of, hey, she can't be bought and she's standing up? And I mean, this is a really weird recording, isn't it? Of somebody telling her what's your number? Do you have a number in mind of what it would take and this kind of stuff?
He resigned.
He did.
Yeah, he did. He quit yesterday.
Right. But in other words, and he quit evidently on the idea that there are more recordings that could be released.
What we heard, the parlor recording, he says was an edited version. They didn't put something in. They just didn't play it all. And that, they do have the entire recording. So I think he's afraid of that entire recording. We don't necessarily know where that money was coming from either.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine where it was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
He resigned.
Well, I'll tell you what, we only got about a minute here, but we've got the line lighting up here. We got Backgammon and Bob. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob. If you have a quick question for Denise, you can answer it. If you can, you can tell us real quick. Good morning.
Yes, I think that Trump ought to concentrate on the corruptness of the Democratic Party as an entity, emphasize the fact how corrupt they are, how inefficient they are, and not just on Biden, but on the whole emphasis on the Democratic Party as a corrupt, inefficient, weak party. All right, that's it.
All right, good point. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. What do you think about that, Denise?
I don't think they're inefficient. I don't think they're weak. I think that they have, some very powerful people that are embedded into the federal system that are causing, this chaos. I was going to say the real border czar is, in fact, not Kamala Harris, but it's Cass Sunstein. Who, by the way, was a czar during the Obama administration. But he works at DHS only on immigration. He is the border czar. And his wife, by the way, Samantha Power, she worked for the Obama administration, and she's head of USAID.
Right, so there's more of a method
to the
madness. Yeah, exactly.
They're communists.
Well, here comes the music, and that's a good question and good response. I appreciate it so much, Denise. Thank you, too, Backgammon Bob, for calling in. And, Denise, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Wow. With some great segments this morning. No doubt about it. And more will follow. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Stay tuned.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, Thursday edition is flying by at warp speed. So if you see it, just fly by. It's us. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're back here on the Thursday edition of the program. Don't forget, go over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And now is the time of the morning where we talk with Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And you can also hear Chris on AM 860 The Answer right here in Tampa, Florida. And you can hear him 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday, 5 p.m. Sundays on, again, right there on AM 860 The Answer, Tampa, Florida, our flagship station, by the way. And it's always fun. It's always informative. It's always great to talk with Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris. Oh, there's Chris. There you are.
Good morning.
There you are.
How are you?
All right. So I'll tell you what. First of all, if I saw this article earlier that says that consumers are starting to get a little bit brighter outlook on the economy. It comes from a University of Michigan study saying that their measure of consumer sentiment has gone up the most it ever has in the past 2 months since 1991. So that's no small thing, I would expect. They also found that Americans' expectations about inflation were also at their lowest point in about 3 years, and they expect their own personal finances to get better. That's at the highest level since June 2021. So are we starting to see some breakout here of some of the doom and gloom that people have been feeling?
I don't know. Those indices, I don't really pay much attention to them. They're very, very fickle. They can change on a dime. And, again, you know, whether or not they, you know, some of that stuff might translate because last quarter with the stock market, has performed very, very well. You know, they might have something to do with that. So, again, I don't really, a number that could change on a dime. I don't weigh much, when it comes to that.
Well, you know, one of the things, though, too, is that, you know, when people feel better about the economy, it does seem to translate into elections, or it translates into political success one way or the other. So, it, you know, even just how people perceive it. But, of course, we've got a long way to go before the actual election in November, and just about anything could happen. And if you listen to one economist, they'll say, nope, it's a huge recession coming. Or you listen to another economist, and they say, no, it's going to be fine. You know, it's hard to know who to believe, so I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that's why I said don't really pay much attention to even the economists as well. I mean, again, it's the, you get a better chance of believing the weatherman, quite frankly, and his accuracy, because it's just silly.
I like the way you put that. Well, you know, Chris, of course, you run your own company, and you have a lot of people that work for you and so forth. Bank of America sent out what they call a letter of education to many of their employees because they're not returning back to the office. You know, overall, are companies having to just realize that the changing of the landscape here, or do you think companies in and of themselves really just need to have people coming into a regular office, or does it matter in the long run?
Well, it depends on the business, I think. It really does, and it depends on, you know, what stage you are in your life. You know, Bank of America Financial Company, I would think that, you know, the younger workers would most certainly need to be in the office on a regular basis, so they you know, obviously learn the job. You know, obviously, some of the older workers, I don't believe in full time, at home either. I mean, I get the hybrid, aspect. I can do that. But, you know, I would expect the older workers to be in the office at least 3 to 4 days a week. I think that's not asking too much. Again, it depends upon what one does, but most certainly the younger workers, if you want to get anywhere within the company, you got to be seen. And you got to obviously pick up, you know, all sorts of information and knowledge from people that are older than you, that have been there and done that. Not to mention the networking, ability. I don't like the Zoom calls or anything like that. I really don't. There's certain things that, you know, you can do from home, and I get that. And that's just the great thing about technology. But, you know, especially if you're younger, you want to be in that office.
Well, indeed. And also, of course, these days, it's kind of different from when our grandparents or our parents went to work. They would work many times same place for 30 years, you know, and then, you know, matriculate out or retire, basically. But nowadays, the younger workers, they really want to prioritize personal life over work life, and there does seem to be this constant try to readjust to things like that. Whereas in the quote-unquote olden days, you just go to work and personal life, what's that?
Well, again, that's younger, you know, that's your decision. Everybody can run their life based upon how they want to do it. Again, you're gonna decide where you're gonna be, and you might, you know, top tick yourself based upon your work habits, at a very young age, and, you know, that's fine. Yeah, that's what you want to do. But again, you know, every business is different. Every company is different. They have the right to, you know, tell their workers, you know, when I see here blowback and workers upset saying that they're being demanded back in the office, well, you can always find yourself another job or start your own business, and you can do whatever you want. But, you know, you're an employee. You got to do what the boss says.
Well, indeed. Indeed. That's the way the world, that's how, why it goes around the way that it does. Well, also, of course, you know, we've talked about Boeing in the past. And right now the FAA is starting to come up with ways for the Boeing 737s, I believe, to get back into the sky. But I think, didn't Boeing have another issue the other day with the front wheel? You know, what's happening there? And, I mean, in terms of where this company is really going, I mean, they can't take much more of this, one would think. Is it a quality issue or a negligent issue, or what do you think?
I've been talking about this on my show for some time. This is a company now that is laden with political hires, A lot of people retire from the Pentagon and whatnot. They end up getting jobs over there. It's a company that's run by an accountant. When you compare Airbus in Europe, it's run by an aeronautical engineer, and its accountant works from home in New Hampshire. They have the Lena Khan and the FTC, you know, trying to break up and do all sorts of things to tech companies, which quite frankly, don't really bother anybody. Why not go to break up Boeing and this split off its defense business and its commercial aircraft business and get them on a path to being a strong company again? This is a global embarrassment, quite frankly. It really is. I mean, this used to be kind of like an American champion company. And, you know, we complain about the quality of products from other places in the world. I mean, you know, we can't build airplanes properly.
Well, indeed. And it is an embarrassment. And certainly even the other day, obviously the military needs all kinds of different aircraft. One of them is the so-called doomsday plane, and I guess Boeing is out of the running on that, if they took themselves out of the running or what have you. But typically when it comes to, you know, American military deployment, we want to make sure it's an American-made plane, but that's neither here nor there at this point, I guess, if they're already out. One of the other things, of course, you know, we hear about, again, is the what's happening, for example, in the housing market, and whether or not people are going to really start moving here as soon as any rate cuts come in. But in the absence of that, you know, what do you see happening if we don't see a rate cut for quite some time?
I mean, I think it's going to be based upon people what they can afford. I mean, certain markets will adjust based upon the supply and demand and also the cost of money. I mean, that's just a natural ebb and flow of things. Certain markets, you know, hold tight based upon how desirable they are? Yeah. But other markets are not. I mean, I'm talking about this. I'm from a small town in upstate New York, and, you know, one of the my neighbors was the wealthiest family in our town. You know, the patriarch may have died over the past couple of years, and the house is for sale. And, I mean, this place is massive. I mean, tennis courts, it's just huge. But, you know, you move to a different part of the country, and what they're selling that house for will get you maybe a 2,500, 3,000 square foot house. It all depends on location, I guess.
Indeed. Well, that's exactly. Well, yeah, the three main things are real estate, location, and, of course, the location. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website to find out more about Chris and how you can hear him as well. Thanks again. We're going to talk again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour news. Get updated on everything. And then we are coming right back. And at the bottom of next hour, we'll talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.